A Dreadful Change. Written by Penistead and Solvent and read by Myfic. The fandom Stargate Atlantis. The pairing, John Shepherd, Rodney McKay. The rating's explicit, and there's a warning for dubious consent. A Dreadful Change. The first thing John did, after Rodney turned into a werewolf, was shove Rodney's muzzle away from his crotch and swear. Rodney promptly knocked him to the floor and straddled him, one big paw planted right in his solar plexus while he huffed hot wolfy breath in John's face.
"McKay!"
John wheezed angrily, shoving at him as much as he dared.
Rodney weighed a ton.
Rodney regarded him with a familiar mixture of irritation and puzzlement out of wet, yellow eyes. He leaned in slowly and nosed John's neck. Then, ignoring John's struggling and yanking at his ears and the horrified fascination of everyone else in the lab, swung his head back south and delicately undid John's zipper with his teeth.
"I'll make you into a rug,"
John said, ignoring the way his voice cracked as Rodney's werewolf tongue wrapped around his balls. "You realise, Colonel, that the moons of Atlantis will not set for another 3 days," Zelenka said helpfully. John threw an arm over his face and prayed for sunrise.
"Did I really?"
Rodney's arm was clapped over his eyes. There was some bruising at his wrist from the manacle, but since John had a giant red tooth scrape down his inner thigh, he wasn't feeling too guilty about that.
"Yep," he said, sitting on Rodney's bed and watching colour trace up his neck into his ears.
"And?" "Yep," John said, and let the silence go on for another beat before he put his hand on Rodney's thigh, rubbed a circle. Rodney didn't move, but a muscle in his thigh twitched. John switched to lines, ran his thumb up the inseam. Rodney's breath hitched and his arm fell away. His eyes were very blue, astonished.
"Did you?"
he said. And John said, "Yeah," before he could finish, sliding his palm over Rodney's fresh-shaven cheek and leaning in to nip at his mouth. The end.